is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on today in the cattle market?
Leslie, I wish I had something really concrete to tell you that caused the sell-off that we saw take place today, but it seemed to be a sell-off that went across the board in a lot of our commodity contracts today. Cattle got hit with triple-digit downside today. Most of the live cattle feeder cattle contracts made new lows for the month of August today. Choice box beef actually was up $2 and a nickel. Select box is up $1.17 and a total movement of 78 loads. We also saw a cattle kill day of 107,000 head. We also saw the hog kill 425,000. Still waiting for cash cattle trade in our feed yard. On the close day, August live cattle down $1.95. October live cattle $2.25 lower. August feeders down 75, but October feeders down $3.20, with October lean hogs down 12 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle. An online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Tom, what's influencing the grain market?
Well, Leslie, I have to say the biggest thing is a lack of positive news out there to help our markets, especially the wheat and the soybeans. As we saw Kansas City wheat and many of our soybean contracts today make new contract lows and close negative today. The corn market continues to try to find support. Today is five straight sessions of December corn making new high lows. Our lows continue to work their way higher. That's good news for that contract. We also saw our heating oil and crude oil today make new contract lows, the lowest they have been in 6.5 years. On the close today, September KC wheat and December KC both down a penny and three quarters. September Chicago wheat closed 2 cents higher. September corn was a penny higher. December corn a penny and a quarter higher. September soybeans were down 9.75 cents. November down 10.75. And December cotton 10 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.